Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Bucky Harris. Batting third. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Everett Scott. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Roger Peckinpah. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Ferguson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Alex Ferguson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Bill Barrett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. And now, play ball. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Schock settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Schock. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely takes first base on ball four. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris bunts towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. McNeely moves to second. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. McNeely moves to third. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill strikes out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Schock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Calm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy takes first base on ball four. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of McNeely, who is chasing the ball. Hooper reaches third base with a triple. Sheely goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hooper tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson strikes out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. McNeely strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship strikes out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-1 in the game. Mostill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mostill. The throw from Rule and he is out, Harris applying the tag. Two outs. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-1 in the game. Davis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-0 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-1 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-1 in the game. Barrett strikes out. One out. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground for a single. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Falk moves to third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Com hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0 for 1 in the game. Bluge hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Bluge moves to second. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0 for 1 in the game. Peckinpah hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Peckinpah reaches second base with a double. Bluge scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0 for 1 in the game. Rule hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Barrett catches it and throws to second with Davis covering, to double up Peckinpah. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a fly ball into left field. Gosselin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 1 in the game. Blankenship strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mostill takes first base on ball 4. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Alex Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson is 0 for 1 in the game. Ferguson strikes out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into center field. Moss still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. McNeely moves to second. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 0 for 2 in the game. Gosselin hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ferguson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Shealy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Shealy reaches second base with a double. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first, with Ferguson covering, for the out. Shealy moves to third. Falk moves to second. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Calm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Peckinpah hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-2 in the game. Rule hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peckinpah scores. Rule moves to second. It's Senators, 2, White Sox, 2. Alex Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson is 0-for-2 in the game. Ferguson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-2 in the game. Schalk strikes out. One out. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-2 in the game. Blankenship hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McNeely hits a pop-up towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Shealy strikes out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 3 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett misplays the ball. That's an error on Barrett. Goslin moves to second. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott bunts towards first. Sheely scoops it up and throws to first, with Barrett covering, for the out. Goslin moves to third. One out. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis misplays the ball. That's an error on Davis. Goslin scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Senators. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Peckinpah is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bludge. The throw from Shock and he is safe. Bludge steals second. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rule is walked intentionally. Alex Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson is 0 for 3 in the game. Ferguson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Calm hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Buck Krause pinch hits for Ray Shock. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Krause reaches second base with a double. Spence Harris pinch hits for Ted Blankenship. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Peckinpah scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harris for the out. Krause moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.